I'm not wasting any time jumping into flow. Distant Music 2012, let's begin the show. Glory in the morning, that's how the cock will crow. Kabaka introduced the sun, Selma cock you roll. Government you raised, activists for change, while our economy was self-destructing into danger. Women took their clothes off, I took off my hat. Cause police had to run away in a booby trap. All I do is rap, but Duda was repeated. While in parliament all the politicians are sleeping, but the office of prime minister and public service had the scandals of corruption brought up to the surface. Biggie Rimana and Kazinda, can you please explain? Where has all our money gone? Did you buy a plane? Now our European donors have suspended aid. Leaders who steal our money should be injected with AIDS. The other hot topic was how to stop the gays and how to stop a coney, but they're all getting paid. Jenny Musi sees a rapaholic girl, I feel ya. She was shutting downtown, you can ask Amelia. But don't act familiar, Honorable Nibanda died suspiciously. What are our mafia trying to hide? They try to blame the government and their affiliates. Museveni just called them all a bunch of idiots. Mugisha Muntu defeated Mafabi and he's confident that in 2016 he will be the president. Kaguta lead the East Africa and Comesa, only man with the vision and $1 million compressor. This the year of the Golden Jubilee. How many districts are there now? Nange Simani. We got the pioneer buses, but they're very squeezed. Even with Marburg, Ebola and nodding disease, still Uganda was ranked as a tourist destination. An American married Princess Ruth of Toro Nation. I got 2 nominations at the Buzz Awards and the PAM Awards. Didn't even happen at all, Zari got involved in reality shows, and the Lamborghini is banging all of our potholes. Bad Black went to Luzira, this isn't fiction. She paid $100 million to escape out of the prison. Cisco and DeMarco and Wayne Wonder flopped. Moon G made the crowd rock, that's Ugandan hip hop. On fire like the Ground Zero aftermath, or the guy who asked Chameleon for an autograph. You wanna laugh at Golola situation? Zambaki made him breakdance of a disco location. Mugula beat up Nagi, now everybody wonders. Golola versus Mugula, who's the best in Uganda? Still feeling the pain of Uganda cranes. No. Missing out on African Cup of Nations again. Uganda isn't Spain, except when in Sekafa. 13 times in the region, there ain't nobody tougher. No. Manager Chris Mubiru taught the players all about penetrating attacks and how to play with balls. He committed sodomy, I wish it was a hoax. Yeah. From now on, he is gonna be the butt of all the jokes. Really? USL and FUFA in the League of Their Own. So Supersport is gonna take the sponsorship home. Sekaja retired from all of the crane stress, and in Austria he won the league, so did Express. Okay. Basketball, 3rd time lucky for the Warriors. Elgon Cup, rugby cranes were victorious. Heroes at Olympics were being called notorious. But everyone agreed Kiprotich was glorious. Yeah. The closing ceremony played Uganda's anthem. Let's respect Kiprotich, I've already thanked him. Please, politicians, soon start supporting sports instead of buying sports cars and expensive plots. Malawi's president sold the private jet and all the Benzes of ministers. You gotta give respect. Our budget should be spent on the right criteria. We don't wanna become like another Syria. Yep. Speaking of which, Obama was re-elected, but where's the change he promised us? He should be ejected. Yeah. The Mayan calendar said that we're dying in December, but was there an apocalypse? I'm trying to remember. Still, there were plenty of unfortunate deaths, gone to see the Dark Knight, and then they never left. Sandy Hook was so full of little children reading books, having fun, then a gun so many of lives took. Whitney Houston had died, drug abusing, they lied. Sarah was contagious every time that she smiled. A free go bands Don Canta, we miss you. Mr. X, I'm distressed, it's the final whistle.
Oh, so there you have it. There's a lot I didn't include, but I can't include everything. Like the Casita strike, the KCCA carnival, oh, and we got a hydropower station at Bujagali Dam, and the killers of Kamkakama, my inspiration for Smile of a Child, were sentenced to 100 years in prison. Damn, by the time they come out, Arsenal might have even won a trophy. Ha ha!